goat, a simple name for a common farm animal, but also one of the most dividing and controversial terms in professional basketball. The acronym for greatest of all time alludes to a long-standing argument between Chicago Bulls legend Michael Jordan and treasured Los Angeles Lakers forward LeBron James. Who is greater? Two seniors, Omar Siddiqui siding with Michael Jordan and Hunter Tindall siding with LeBron James, vied to answer this question by continuing the debate with strong points of their own.
I believe Michael Jordan is the best basketball player of all time for a few reasons. The first being, during his a sustained prime, there was no player more dominant, more winning, and more accomplished than Michael Jordan. Over the course of 11 years, he won six finals MVPs, a Defensive Player of the Year award, five MVPs. He was a numerous time All-Star, All-NBA, All-Defensive Team. He really is a complete player on both ends of the floor. He was more dominant of a player than anyone. I also think that another reason Michael Jordan is the GOAT is because of the way he changed basketball and the legacy he's had on the game. I feel like it's difficult to quantify, but it definitely is a factor for me. And lastly, there's no other player I would want taking the final shot, and no other player who showed up in huge moments the way Michael Jordan did. He never had an incident of him faltering in the finals. Whenever the moment came to take the final shot on the biggest stage, there's no one else I would rather have the ball in their hands than Michael Jordan.
I think LeBron James is greatest of all time because of his sustained peak. Nobody does everything. When you think of a complete basketball player, you think of LeBron James. He can score at all three levels. He's probably the best passer of all time, highest basketball IQ, great rebounder, can defend all five positions. Really, at his peak, was the best defender in the league, plays both ends of the court extremely well. In the playoffs, he's carried teams that didn't even have. They had no right being in the finals or even in the playoffs. When he leaves teams, you see the kind of effects it has. He makes everybody around him so much better. And when it comes to the big moments, there's a stigma that LeBron is in clutch. You can think of many moments where he is clutch and where he come through in the big moments. He truly backpacks teams that Michael Jordan hasn't before. And when I think of a basketball player, like if you can say I can take one player first overall, I'm taking LeBron James. He really is a floor raiser. LeBron on your team's instantly in the playoffs as you have LeBron for the whole year. And that's why I think LeBron James is the greatest of all time. Matter of fact, I like to, if LeBron is on your team, you're going to the conference finals if he's healthy for the whole year. As you can see, he made eight straight finals. Nobody else has done that with teams that didn't have any business being in the finals. That's why I think he's the greatest of all time.
Some sort of roadblocks to comparing the two players is that they played in different eras of basketball. They never actually had the chance to play each other and rarely the similar competition. So how can you account for the different eras of basketball and how does that affect the comparison of each of those players?
I think the different eras of basketball is like the main reason why I don't really like comparing them. I mean, I think it's like Michael Jordan played in a more physical era. I feel like that's not debatable in terms of like they allowed hand checking rules like that made it much easier for the defender and much more difficult for the scorer because it's a scorer's league now. But another thing with different eras is obviously the 3-point shot isn't as big as it used to be, like, or it is much bigger than it used to be. I mean, you could even see in the beginning of LeBron's career, he just didn't shoot as many threes because that wasn't the way the league was going. And I'm not of the opinion of saying if LeBron played in the 90s or the 80s, he wouldn't be good. I think that's a stupid argument. If you put a transcendent player in any kind of era, they'll be better. But I feel like because of the era Michael Jordan played in and still like the amount that he scored with, the efficiency that he scored with makes it all the more impressive. And I also feel like me and Hunter are judging by different criteria, right? I can't argue against LeBron's longevity. He's played 18 years of elite basketball. Michael Jordan retired after really 13 years in the league. That's true. If that's how you judge the GOAT by, Kareem and LeBron are your GOATs. But I also feel like if you take 10 years out of both of their careers, who had the better 10 years? It's Michael Jordan.
I necessarily don't agree with that. Even removing the peak, as an overall basketball player, I truly believe LeBron is better. He's a better passer than Jordan. Take them both at their peak. He's a better passer. Jordan hasn't been scoring. He's a better passer than Jordan. that he shoots better than Jordan from three, worse than free throw line. He's a better inside scorer than Jordan. Percentage-wise, he is. From the three, he is. He's a better rebounder, better passer, at their peaks, better defender. With the rules and the hand-checking, a more physical game, I personally don't think that would affect LeBron at all. You know, he's like 6'8", 250, 40 inch for probably one of the most athletic human beings to ever play a sport in general. So I don't think that's a fair argument towards him at all. Before Jordan made his first finals, I think he got swept in the first round like two or three times, lost to the Pistons over and over again, lost to the Celtics over and over again. And he didn't get past either one of those teams until their star player Isaiah Thomas for the Pistons or Larry Bird with the Celtics either just declined due to old age or injuries. So he didn't beat either of them in their prime.
We're heading into the realm of finals performance. Obviously, MJ is known mostly for his two three-peats and six championships. And LeBron's also won four championships and 10 total appearances. Let's focus more on, I think, how championships justly factor in and how one player's resume and the time that they actually were at their peak is greater than the other.
About the championships, I think if you switch LeBron and Michael Jordan's places, I think they would have the same finals record. No team Michael Jordan ever faced in the finals was as good as the Warriors. And that's a big disparity between LeBron and Michael. Michael faced his hardest competition before he got to the finals. That's why he got bounced from the playoffs before the finals so much. And LeBron faced his toughest competition in the finals, you know, the Spurs and the Warriors and those teams. And that's why, you know, he made it to eight straight. But when he got there, he lost just because the teams, when he got there, were just so good.
Don't hold the finals losses against the Warriors, against LeBron at all. Like, not against the Kevin Durant Warriors. I think those were, like Hunter said, like, who's beating that team? Like, maybe one team in the history of the NBA, maybe two, could possibly beat that team in a seven-game series. I'm not even sure about that. So I don't hold those against him. To say that Michael Jordan's finals competition was easy isn't correct, but to say that it's harder than LeBron's, that's also not true. But if we also take the Warriors out of the picture, the worst team either player ever faced in the finals was the Miami Heat team. I don't think that's debatable at all. Like, that's a silly thing to debate. But I think finals, like winning six in a row, like that's just, I don't think that can be beat, at least me.
So who's really the GOAT? Regardless of which side you support, the answer will always lie in the hands of basketball supporters. Reporting for the U High Midway, I'm Christian Gluth.